And we're live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 85 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And while you're on iTunes, make sure you leave us a review as we select a different winner each week to win an autographed book set from Adam and me.
Also, don't forget to check out our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. This week, we got another great guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
And I'm Todd Nesloney, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas. And we are thrilled this week to have our guest, Barry. Barry, thanks for being here this week.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm honored to be here.
We also want to remind our viewers to participate in social media using the hashtag KidsDeserveIt, as we always love seeing what sticks out from the interviews.
So, Barry, we got a few questions for you, man. So, for those that don't know about you, tell us about yourself.
Okay. I am an elementary principal, proud principal of Yates Mill Elementary School here in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is my third year as the principal here at this particular elementary school, but I'm going into my sixth year as an elementary principal. I was an assistant principal for 2 years prior to that. And then I've taught, student taught kindergarten. I've taught third grade as well as fifth grade here in Raleigh, as well as in the Northern Virginia area.
Nice.
Nice. So you've been a principal for a few years now. So what would you say is probably the thing you love most about the job?
It's the relationships, the connections with the students, but also with the teachers. Being a principal, you have the opportunity to touch so many lives and watch so many people grow from our kindergarten students all the way to the adults in the building. So I enjoy just being able to interact with so many people in such a short period of time throughout the day, but also to see the work that we do come to life.
Well, man, I see you post pictures on Twitter of you and the students and the teachers. Man, they're always smiling. So it's evident that you're doing an awesome job. Like, where do you draw your inspiration from? And like, secondly, did you always know you wanted to work in education?
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. It's just growing up, I knew that was my passion and my calling. So going to undergrad, looking at, you know, pursuing my degree in elementary education, I just simply wanted to be a teacher. And so I had a mentor once I graduated and I started teaching. She said to me that I should go to grad school to get the leadership master's and just kind of keep it in my back pocket. And so I did that, but I continued to teach for a number of years. And then an opportunity came for me to become an administrator. But the one thing I didn't want to do is I never wanted to lose that teacher hat. And so my inspiration now just comes from seeing the teachers, just their talents and all of the things that they pour into the students. And it's motivating to me when I can interact with them and plan lessons with them and really put my teacher hat on. And so that's something that I drive to do, is never to lose that focus.
Nice.
So, you know, you've been in education for a couple of years now, obviously. What is the hardest part that you feel about being in education?
You know, every day is a challenge. And so, you know, you can look at that one or two ways. You know, some days I look at every single day as a new opportunity. And so even on our easiest days and our hard days, you know, we want to reach everyone as much as we can. And sometimes, you know, we have to reach everyone as individuals, and you always want to do more. So I would say the hardest part for me is I'm always questioning if I could do more, and I want to do more. And so as a reflective practitioner myself, I always look at, you know, what else could I have done? And so even when you sit down and you look at everything and everything seems, you can't really figure out one more thing that you could do. I always question, it has to be one more thing I could have done. So, I guess I'm my own worst critic, I guess.
So the school year is about to start. Barry, what is one thing you're working on this upcoming year that you want to grow in?
Okay. We're really taking a focus, this year to really invest in our people more. You know, our leadership team just met and we really can't do that enough. And so, you know, each year we have a theme. And so our theme this year is simply centered around a baseball game. And so we're really looking at hitting home runs here at Yates Mill. And so the way that we define that is through student success and achievement, of course. But we also look at hitting a home run if we're making a difference with our people that are here every day. And so we're really motivating each other as a as an administrative team to make sure that we take those moments to invest in the people who are really serving our students every single day with their talents.
Nice.
I love the baseball analogy.
Yeah.
So thinking about school growing up for you, how was school for you growing up?
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually, I'm a product of the school district that, that I'm working in right now. So,
nice.
So I went through Wake County Schools, kindergarten through 12th grade. And so, school was great. You know, it was always definitely, change and challenging and motivating for me. I enjoyed watching my teachers, you know, do what they do every single day. I was inspired by my third grade teacher, Miss Allen's her name, and my fifth grade teacher. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to teach those grades once I, you know, became an educator myself. So school was great. I always loved going to school. I was that student that never wanted to miss. I had to get the perfect attendance award. I wanted to be there. So, you know, I remember as a kid, riding my bike by the school in the summertime and wanting to peek in the windows just to see have the teacher started to set up yet. So I've always had a draw to school and just being a part of that culture.
Nice. Love that. So Barry, who is someone that inspires or maybe challenges you to be better?
There's a lot of people that do that. If I had to pinpoint that, I would say, you know, my parents, they definitely have inspired me to be the person that I am today and to never give up on my dreams and aspirations. But in my current job, I'm actually, my teachers make me want to be better. And my parents that we serve here make me want to be a better leader, and the students. Every year I reflect on, like I said before, what else could I do? And so I always want to make sure that I'm being very servant to them and making sure that all they have everything that they need. So when they show up, they can do what we want them to do. And that's teach and not all the extra things. And so I always try to make sure that we're putting all of that on the forefront for them. So when they come in, it can make their job just a little bit easier. So I'm inspired by them.
Nice.
Great. So, you know, Barry, we all have those days where we just don't want to get out of bed, or it's just we're in a terrible mood. When you're in kind of one of those rough days, what do you do to kind of kick your butt into gear?
You know, I'm a big runner. And so I anytime that I feel that way, I put on the shoes and I go running. I make sure every morning I wake up, you know, at a certain time, I go for a run in the morning. I go head on to school. And then in the evenings, I do the same thing. And so it's kind of just a reflection from myself. And so it's kind of that time just with me, Barry, just being with Barry. And I can kind of reflect and kind of zone out. And so when I feel down or I feel, you know, I'm tired, you know, I'll go running. And it really clears my mind and it really makes me refocus myself. And it motivates me to get going. So it energizes me to start my day or to come off of my day.
You know, Barry, after the show, I'm going to give you Todd's cell phone number because I've been trying to get him to run for 2 years and he won't listen to me. So we're going to gang up on him. Maybe he'll start running. All right.
I don't want to run unless I'm running from the police or running to where there's like a great meal or something. I have no need to run or no interest. You guys have at that.
I've been trying, man.
I will go sit on the couch.
It's a great thing, I tell you. Do it one time and you'll be hooked, I tell you.
He did it one time and that was
I'll be hooked up to an IV in the hospital. That's what I'll be hooked to.
All right, Barry. Every week, man, we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is the challenge for the week?
All right. So I would say as we get ready to start school around many states, I would challenge the teachers and the leaders to take a very cool selfie with a student or a group of students and make those memories and then revisit that selfie in October once the quarter ends and we're all tired, revisit it again in March when it's time to discuss, have some hard conversations about retention and promotion, and then look at it again in June. And I guarantee you, if you do that, you'll be inspired and motivated to keep moving. So grab a couple kids, a couple staff members, and take a really cool selfie that you can either print and have it in your classroom or print and have it in your office. It'll make a difference.
I love that. Well, Barry, thank you so much for being a guest on our show this week. I loved getting to hear some of your story and your perspective. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We also want to remind our viewers to tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. We also encourage you to go on iTunes and leave that review for an autographed book set, as well as make sure you join our Twitter chats on Wednesday. We hope everybody has a great week.